Hey everyone out there, welcome to Redevelop That. I'm your host, Derek Allen. Let's take a moment, sit down, and discuss all things redevelopment in the city of Henderson.
3, 2, 1.
Here we go!
Hey, welcome back to Redevelop That, here with Derek and Tiffany. We're glad to be back with you here for another episode of Redevelop That. We have a great interview that we were able to secure this time with Jim Cat's owner, Cassie Rice. So we'll be able to take a minute to listen to her here in a second. But we just wanted to wish you all a happy holidays. You know, this is going to be coming out right before the holidays. And so we hope you're all enjoying the festivities and lights that are out there that are abounding, all the different activities that are going on throughout the valley and here in the city. I know there's a whole slew of ice skating and outdoor activities that you hopefully you're enjoying. And so we just want to wish you a happy holidays and a happy new year. And so
thanks for continuing to listen.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back. And then we'll be planning our next interviews for the new year coming up. Maybe we'll even thought, man, it's already been a year and a half since we started it. We'll have to go back and now we could interview Mayor Romero this time.
Right. So. Former councilwoman, and now starting January 1st, she's our new mayor.
That's right. We got a new mayor coming up, and so that'll be exciting. We'll have to see how that goes. But for now, we'll go ahead and take a minute to sit back, relax, and listen to our interview with Cassie Rice from Jim Cat's. Jim Cat's is an amazing place that has been around for quite some time here in Henderson, been a staple for all you that have maybe had kids here in Henderson, probably have been to Jim Cat's at least once or twice in your life. So Cassie has grown an amazing business here for our youth and kids in the city, and give them a place to learn how to be leaders and to learn a sport and learn how to be active. And so
all the way
active.
From infancy to Olympians.
Yeah.
So interesting to hear the wide range of participants and classes she has at Jim Cat's.
Yeah, it was amazing. They have a lot going on, and look forward to a lot more coming up. You'll hear in the interview about some events they have coming up with their circus events and activities and coming up in the spring and March. And so very cool activities. But anyways, take a minute, sit back, relax, and enjoy the interview with Cassie Rice. Welcome back to Redevelop That. We're here today with the Jim Cat's owner, Cassie Rice. Make sure I know your official name, but you go by Cassie. But we want to thank you for taking time to sit down with us and get to know a little bit about your business and what you guys are all about here at Jim Cat's. So maybe we'll start off right off the bat. You know, what is Jim Cat's?
So Jim Cat's is a place for kids. We have gymnastics, dance, cheerleading, special events, parties, all different events going on here that are fun. And we start at babies and go all the way up through the end of high school.
Okay. So you cover the whole age gamut there.
Yes.
That's exciting. Yes.
The babies are when they're sitting up. Mm-hmm. Then we have a free baby gym. So okay. They all come in. It's the cutest class you've ever seen. And they're usually around 6 months old. And then once they're really stable walking, they'll go into a class.
Go into a class.
Yes.
So do you do just gymnastics or you said you do dance?
Dance and cheerleading as well. And then we have also flipping out, which is kind of a parkour-ish. You know, they have some fun flips that they're trying to learn safely here instead of trying them outside in the park.
Instead of jumping off buildings and structures.
Yes.
Give them a nice foam pit to jump into.
Exactly.
Well, that's cool. That's very exciting to you know, for a place for kids to come and grow and learn how to do all that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it teaches them a lot in developing themselves as into a young adult. So there's parts of gymnastics where you can't be given it, you can't buy it, you just have to work through step by step, and it can be challenging and difficult, and you know, it teaches you all those things in life that you work through slowly and build up strength and flexibility, and then it starts coming.
I would say I have a personal story of that, because my daughter came here and was here for a number of years in elementary school, and she became, it was pretty amazing to watch her development and watch her grow and to be able to do all the
the back handsprings and all that stuff. So that was pretty, definitely built her confidence.
Yes,
so
that's what we try to do.
A good testament to what you guys teach and encourage here in the kids. So that's awesome. So how long have you guys been in business?
We opened in 1992, so we're coming up on, in February, will be our 31st year, 31 years now. Wow. Yep.
Here, was all that time here? Or?
5 years was in the city of Las Vegas, and then we moved out to Henderson in 1997.
97, so you still, most of your time spent out here?
Yes.
We love having you, so it's exciting. So what? How did you get into gymnastics, or which maybe a little bit about your story of what got you here?
So my mom was a college coach who taught all different sports, and I went to work with her when she was teaching about gymnastics, and I said, mom, that's what I want to do. So she opened up a small gymnastics school in a church on Sundays once a week for $2 a class with a homemade balance beam that my dad made and just a piece of carpet, and that was our entire gym. And then she just grew the business there, and I grew up through the sport and got a college scholarship in gymnastics.
Cool.
And
you
know, then gymnastics was just part of my life.
Just part of life
after that.
It's what you do.
Yes.
At that point in time. So it's been in the family a long time then.
Yes, for sure.
That's very cool. So what other kinds of things do you guys get involved in with regards? I mean, I know you're in gymnastics and dance and all that stuff, but I know also we talked a little bit about some of the other activities or events that you guys put on that are actually pretty big. I mean, I didn't realize how, internationally speaking, you guys are involved with.
Yeah, so there's we have a whole circus side of our facility, and my husband and I put on, it's called the Viva Fest. It's a circus festival where kids and all the way up to professionals, and then we have actually a pro show that wins prize money and all that associated with it. They come in, they learn about different acts, they have seminars, workshops. There's a competition for kids. It's a professional competition. There's scouts here. America's Got Talent and Cirque du Soleil. They all come in and they try to see some of the acts from all around the world. So that happens in March this year. And, that's just another aspect of where some of our kids go. Some of them go into tramp and tumbling. Some go into circus. Some go into dance. Some go into cheerleading. And so it just gives them a great all-around basis for coordination, and even kids who are just going into ball sports like soccer, football, those coaches are saying how much better off their kids are because of the foundation they learned in the sport of gymnastics, which kind of is a basic foundation for all sports.
I mean, it's definitely a full body, coordination, and I could see how that would translate very easily to a lot of different a lot of different sports and activities. So, well, that's amazing that, and I guess that's my kind of question, I guess, with regards to, what is the next step for the kids that come out of your program, and what happens when they leave here? Do you have a lot that go on to college, or a lot of other?
We have several who have gotten college, dozens who have gotten college scholarships over the years, but it's not easy. That's not an easy path to go, but many of them have come back to coach for us. Okay. Others have gone on to coach, like we have some who've coached, are coaches in college now, some who've owned their own gyms. And, we have a whole variety. And then, of course, in all other areas of life, we have kids going and becoming a doctor. And, so we have these kids grow up to do anything, but what we want to teach them when they're here is perseverance and positivity and, just not being defeated when something is difficult. And if you can work through the challenges here in a sport that's challenging like gymnastics, it helps you when you go into another area of life that's really, really difficult to not just go, well, yeah, that's too hard, and give up.
Yeah. I was going to say, as a business owner, what have you found that's really helped you, grow your business? I imagine there's got to be some translation there, but what kind of things have helped you grow your business here in Henderson?
The main focus that we started with was putting the customer first and in mind. So when I started, it was everybody's got to reach their potential because that's why everybody would come to gymnastics. You want to be the best gymnast in the world, right? Well, that's not the case. A lot of people just want their kid to learn that basic coordination. They want to learn to socialize. There's kids who are doing it with three or four other activities. There's kids who are very serious. They want some want to go into dance, some want to go into show business, or they just want a foundation. So, you know, you try to cater to as many areas as possible. And the number one thing that sets us apart is in the process of learning, we try to make it fun. And if kids and adults are having fun in what they're doing, they tend to learn more and try more and just be more involved and engaged. And if you can get kids more engaged, they do better. Yeah. So a lot of our sports history is authoritarianism and discipline and stand in line and, you know, point your toes and be perfect and try harder. And, you know, and they're kind of always, you know, pushing and pushing and right. pushing. And we try really hard to motivate, encourage, and have fun, not push, which is an involuntary word.
I was going to say, it's definitely much more more enjoyable when they want to participate and be a part of it, not...
Yeah, so we let them be the guide. We obviously are experts at what we do, so we try to tell them, here, hey, this is the best way, these drills, this extra practice. But if they say, you know, that's not what I want to do, they don't have to do anything they don't want to do. Sure. You know, it may result in not getting where they want to go, but, yeah. you know, that's their choice.
That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those challenges of working with youth in sports is finding that balance between, you know, motivating them and have them having a bit of motivation to want to do, you know, the activity. And
100%. And you know, I had an Olympic level athlete. We went through the Bella Caroli system. We had Larry Nassar around us all the time. And, you know, there was all these problems. And it's that the athlete has to feel free to speak up and say what they're feeling and what they want to do. And mm-hmm. if it becomes too authoritarianism, you know, like they then just shut down and be quiet. And so when something bad is happening, they don't always speak up. And that's the last thing we want. So that's why every kid here has agency. They can say no. We try to teach that even to parents of two-year-olds. Don't make them go over the bar if they're afraid. You know, try to let them be the one who leads. And then they feel comfortable when they're moving on in each skill.
Yeah, let them develop at their pace. Right. And yeah,
that's and they all develop at different paces. So right. you don't want to push your, hey, you could do this, just do it mentality. You want to say, hey, when you feel comfortable. And then that's how they feel ownership over what's going on.
Once they get there, then they build that confidence and the skills and abilities. So that's
100%.
That's great. That's an amazing business model to have for youth. I think is a wonderful way to help. You know, help kids and youth develop and grow is to be able to encourage and give them some responsibility in the process.
And so, right. And we think there's a triangle there. The coach has to be educated, the child has to be educated, but the parent also has to be educated. And so we have a YouTube channel where we try to put a lot of that education together. We do our coaches meetings, you know, sometimes through a video link. Okay. And, you know, we just try to get the parents to know, hey, when you're pressuring your kid or saying, how come you didn't do this? You know, that sometimes puts this stress that gives them mental blocks. And there's just a whole host of problems that we know happen through stress and pressure. So we're trying to educate everybody on the best thing for the child, because our motto is that it's where kids matter most. So we really try hard to educate everybody who's influencing that child, you know, to do the right thing for them.
Yeah. So how many students do you guys have or are able to have?
Right now we're at a really high number. One of our highest numbers were, I think, over 2,000.
Oh, wow.
30 or something like that, which is, that's high for us. So we also teach through the City of Henderson Rec Center, so we have another couple hundred students there. You know, so we do influence a lot of people, and that's every week.
That's amazing. That's that's a lot of kids to
coming through one building.
Coming through one building, even a couple of buildings. So
yes,
and I didn't realize you were in with the City of Henderson also. In our, what rec centers do you guys?
We're at MultiGen and Black Mountain. We used to be at all of them before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And then staffing has been rough, you know, so we had to cut back a little bit.
That's seems to be a common theme. A lot of businesses we talk to, staffing and keeping good employees is a real challenge. And so that's always part of being a business owner, right?
100%. It's tough. But we have actually some of the staff that's been around more than any other gym. I mean, some over 20 years and many over 10 years, which is unusual in a gymnastics school. And we try to really hard that we consider staff actually our third customer. So we have the kid as our main customer and the parent who's paying the bills. They're our customer. But our staff is also a customer to us, because if they're not happy, they're not helping the rest of our customers. Mm-hmm. So we try to think of it as all of them are our customers.
And that's a good point in terms of a business model. I think sometimes business owners don't look at their employees as necessarily a customer like that, or someone that needs to be taken care of as paid as much attention as even your primary customers. But it is important.
They are extremely important to us, and they're our liaison to our other two customers, parents and kids, and they have to be taken care of and have to feel respected, loved, and mm-hmm. we try to do continuing education credits and all those kind of things to try to improve their value to not just the customer, but if they went on to something else in life.
Right. But I mean, it's a value to you as a business owner. So
yes,
that's huge. You talked about continuing education. I mean, I guess what kind of activities are you able to continue or find out there to help your employees?
So we do it in-house usually. Oh, okay. Our continuing education has to do, we have a live event that happens every summer that's big, where mm-hmm. we bring in outside clinicians. But our continuing education, we do in the gym, and we try to do little courses about how to learn this or how to do this or some kind of special skill or drills or interactions with parents and kids and how to handle difficult classes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we just try to do continuing education. If they go on to something else, they can definitely take those skills and use them. I've even had people come back and say that, you know, this helped me so much in what I do with even massage therapy or whatever they did. And somebody just told me that yesterday. That's why I brought that up. I was like, yeah, you know, you learn a lot on how to interact with people mm-hmm. and how to take care of their needs, which that is the most valuable thing when you know you're owning a people business.
Yeah, right. When you're dealing with customers like that on a day-to-day basis, it's very valuable to have that skill to be able to interact and to have positive interactions with each of the groups. And so,
right.
That's huge. Maybe kind of as a coach yourself, I'm sure you do a lot of the overseeing and a lot of the, I don't know how much coaching you do today, but, you know, what are some other activities or hobbies that you get that you have kind of on the side that you enjoy doing that keeps you busy?
Yeah, that's a hard one, because if I tell you a hobby I had, all my family would say I was lying. It's only working. So that's not really good. You know, you should be a little more well-rounded in life than having this is just a very high maintenance business, and I always want to do my best for all the different aspects. So there's a lot of challenges there. But I do, I am involved in politics. I want to move our country forward. I think it's our duty. It's not like I love it, because I think money's influence in politics is disastrous and corrupt, corrupting.
Definitely.
But I think it's something we all need to be involved in, or it can go away. So I am involved with that. I did a ton of volunteering for the election. So I do those kind of things, not necessarily a fun hobby necessarily, but I love to play with my grand dogs, which I have two grand dogs.
that's fun too.
That's my big hobby.
That's perfect. I always joke with my coworkers that when I retire, you know, I actually just go do something I enjoy doing and maybe get paid for it on the side.
Right.
So
that would be nice.
It's I kind of see you as in that kind of position, is that if you love what you do and you're able to make a living out of it, then why? Why
definitely.
Why not just stay and keep going? So that's a great opportunity.
Definitely. I've tried gardening, but I'm a big failure at that. 1 year is great tomato crop, next year zero. I'm like, what do I do differently? I don't understand it.
Well, growing stuff in the desert is not easy.
Oh my gosh. But when you see 1 year of a whole crop of everything, you're like, wow, I'm great. And the next year, I can't do it at all.
It just
and you're
died like, on the vine.
What happened? Yeah. So that's... that's tough.
Did you grow up here in
no,
Nevada?
No, I grew up in New York and went to school in Oklahoma and met my husband, and then went to work on Wall Street.
Oh, wow.
And worked for a company that helped bring down the economy, Bear Stearns.
Oh.
Not in business. Yeah. And then for 6 months, but I couldn't take it. And I went back. My husband got a job in Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, okay.
And then he was an acrobat here that brought me out here. And then I started working for a gym, and then we bought a gym in 92.
Got it.
A small gym that was not doing well, but now it's doing very well.
Now it's doing very well.
Yes.
So did your husband have a background in gymnastics also?
Yes. He was on the Oklahoma gymnastics team on scholarship, and I was on the women's team. So he was on the men's team. And then he was an acrobat in Siegfried and Roy, and then he was in Cirque du Soleil Mystère.
Okay.
He opened it. And then my daughter ended up, you know, in a, got a college scholarship to Stanford and then went into Cirque du Soleil as well. So, whole acrobatic family.
It is a family affair then. Yes. It is all tied together. Well, that's amazing.
My younger daughter is also went to Sac State. And then now she's managing Desert Gymcats, which my mom runs, but she helps her a lot.
Okay. You said the Desert Gymcats. Is that another facility here?
Yes, it's in Summerlin.
Valley? In Summerlin, okay.
Yes, my mom, my sister, who's younger than me, passed away four years ago. And so that was a shock. And she ran it with my mom, who's now 79.
Oh, wow.
So my mom's running it with my daughter now.
Got it.
So she's helping keep it
going.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing a great job.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's an amazing... amazing opportunity to have two amazing facilities in the Valley. So that's great.
It's a tough business. So I didn't know my daughter was up for it, but she's done a great job.
She's taking it on. So that's way to go.
Yeah, that's great.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us. It's been a wonderful opportunity to get to know you and get to know a little bit about your background and your family and your business here. It sounds like you guys just are keeping rolling and probably, I imagine one day we probably want to grow even more, but.
I don't know how, you have to go to another facility or add on.
Yeah, add on. Awesome.
I know, it's hard.
It's one of those challenges when you own a building and it's like, oh, now what do we do?
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it's hard to move. Oof, we moved once and we were like, oof. Never again.
Never again.
It was hard.
Well, again, thank you so much for taking the time to sit down with us, and we wish you a happy holidays.
You too. Thanks. It was nice.
We'll look forward to see more from you guys around here, and if there's anything you need from us, please let us know.
Yes, we love the city of Henderson, so we're big fans.
We'll keep you in our centers for as long as we can.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
All right.
Welcome back. Hopefully you enjoyed that awesome interview with Cassie Rice. Cassie is an amazing individual, and they have an amazing thing going on down there at Gymcats with a lot of great activities, a lot of great classes for the youth and for kids to really build their confidence and to grow their abilities and learning to be more flexible and be stronger for not just being gymnasts or for all sorts of sports that my kids might be involved in these days. And so we really appreciate Cassie taking that time sitting down with us, and we're just amazed with the amount of students they have and all the things going on. So if you're interested in checking them out, go check them out. They are an amazing facility. So what was their website again?
If you're interested in checking that out, any of their classes or their scheduled events, go visit gymcats.com.
Gymcats.com. They got a lot of good information on there about activities that have been coming up and their classes they offer, and just generally what's going on at their facility. And so, again, go check them out. Awesome. Thanks again for tuning in and listening. Again, if you are interested in being on our podcast, if you'd like to, we'd love to come sit down with you and learn a little more about your business. Go ahead and reach out to me at derek.allen@cityofhenderson.com. Again, that's Derek, D-E-R-E-K, dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, @cityofhenderson.com. And you can go find our other episodes of the podcast on our website at cityofhenderson.com/redevelopment. Redevelop that. You can find our previous 18 episodes we have on there. Tiffany and I were just talking about how many shows we've done so far, and it's like, oh man, we're getting up there. So
we've got to celebrate that we are mainstream now too. You can find Redevelop That on Apple and Spotify.
That's right. We've expanded. So go check us out on either of those platforms. If one or more, the other one is your preference, we're out there and for the masses to hear. So go check us out. And thanks. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No? I'm going to interrupt. As we head into our last couple of days before the holidays and before Christmas, if you still have a couple of gifts you need to get, or you know, you just have someone that's really hard to buy for on your Christmas list, we encourage you to think local. Think your local small-owned businesses, family-owned. You can buy gift certificates for restaurants, breweries. You can come down and shop our retail shops on Water Street or the salons. I mean, who doesn't love a mani or a pedi or a massage for the holidays? So think local, and if you need a complete list of our businesses in the Water Street District, visit waterstreetdistrict.com. And happy holidays to everyone. Can't wait to have you all back in the new year for some exciting new interviews, new businesses.
That's right. New, yeah. a lot of new things coming up next year. So we'll look forward to that. And we wish you all again a happy holidays and a happy new year. And we'll tune out for this year. So we'll catch you in 2023.
See you next year.